Good music lives here, right here on Fresh FM 102.9. If you just tuned in, we are joined in studio by special guests. Now, first, we'd like to chat with the chief curator of the National Arts Gallery of Namibia. That is Denda Shivute Nakapunda. Once again, hi, Denda. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, good, good.
Fantastic. Now let's dive into what's happening now. Now, the New Beginnings exhibition is officially underway. That's at the National Arts Gallery of Namibia. Now, let's talk about what New Beginnings is, what you guys strive to achieve with the New Beginnings exhibition.
So New Beginnings is a partnership between the National Art Gallery and the College of the Arts. Mm-hmm. It's a platform to showcase the work of students who are about to graduate, mm-hmm. So who finished their class and coursework and are going to graduate this year, and the alumni who've graduated since 2008 from the College of the Arts to date.
Yes.
The college does a lot of work in ensuring that they give good education, especially in the terms of the technical area, to really develop and create artists who do exquisite work.
Yes.
And so with the National Art Gallery, we've got the space to give a platform for these artists to showcase what it is that they've been able to do outside of the guidance of their lecturers, and for the alumni who've been practicing to kind of come back and showcase with the graduates to show them what the possibilities are after, you know, becoming a full-time artist.
Yes.
So it's a platform for them to showcase what they're doing. It's a platform to celebrate the achievements of the College of the Art. It's a platform for local art collectors, mm-hmm. as well as international, to purchase art for often very minimal prices, because some of the artists are just entering the art scene.
Yes.
So it's a chance to grab art at the beginning of some of the artists' careers before they become big hotshots in the world.
Yes, I like that. But yeah. Why did the National Arts Gallery of Namibia feel that it's important to, you know, provide these platforms for the alumni that is from the College of the Arts and the new artists that are essentially coming in? Why did the National Arts Gallery of Namibia feel that it's important to have this platform?
I think as an institution, it's our role to ensure that Namibian art is celebrated. That's part of our mandate.
Mm-hmm.
And we showcase art by professionals and artists who've made it, so mm-hmm. to say. But it's also an opportunity for us to give that platform for those entering the market,
yes.
for the artists themselves, to have a chance to exhibit in the gallery, know what that feels like, know what processes are like, and experience things like this. Because now that we're sitting here with Limey, for example, we get to do interviews, go to studio, get to talk about your work as a professional artist.
Yes.
So we grant that exposure so that it's a stepping stone for the next thing, which could be a solo show at the gallery. It could be a group show with one or two artists,
mm-hmm.
Where they can showcase more of their work. And then for the public, it's again a chance for collectors really to get in before artists. Once the artist goes international, the price is also
they're international as well.
Exactly. So this is an opportunity to get uniquely made Namibian art, and the work is really, really, really exquisite. It's really amazing,
mm-hmm.
And the concepts behind them are equally so. It's a chance to buy local, support local art, knowing that you're feeding back into the local economy and developing an individual's career just from that one purchase.
Exactly. I do agree 100%. Now, speaking of uniquely made Namibian art, we're having one of the artists in studio right now, Limey Kakololo. How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's fantastic to have you live in studio. Now, before we dive into anything else, let's look at your direction with reference to your art. Now, what direction does your art go into? Now, you are a visual artist from the College of the Art. Mm-hmm. What direction does your art tap into?
Oh, I'm a visual artist, mm-hmm. as you said, and I'm mostly a textile and jewelry designer. Like,
wow.
I do jewelries, mm-hmm. all sort of jewelries and textiles.
Exactly. And it's now I think it's brilliant to be part of this particular narrative now, having your work at the New Beginnings. Now, what's your experience with reference to the world of art? Now, you started art at College of the Arts, yes? Mm-hmm. Now, what's your experience with reference to the dynamic of art, especially here in Namibia?
I think the arts in Namibia, we love arts,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like it's not well marketed in it's not well marketed, and I feel like we need to push more.
Yes.
And then we need to do more exhibition and more things like this, like the new beginning. It's giving us a good opportunity for us to showcase our work and also just to meet with our colleagues and exchange and, you know, see what other people are saying on social issues and,
exactly.
Just telling their own stories.
True. Okay. And then let's look at you now. You're essentially going out into the world, and hopefully one day we can be like, hey, that is Lime's work, and it's going for 18 million Namibian dollars or US dollars or euros, whatever. About what do you think you would change, you know, going into the world of art? What do you think is the one thing that we have to change and that you will make sure to change when you dive into this world of art?
The only thing I want to change, I think it's the material.
Mm-hmm.
As Namibians, I think we are more limited to the materials. Like some people are just focusing on the paints,
mm-hmm.
or normal paints like acrylic, or I should have certain things that I bought from the store, the material that I bought from stores, which is not even from Namibia.
Yes.
I think I'll change that mindset that we must use something Namibian. Mm. Like we can paint with mud or combine things or print with our own dyes that are from our own trees or something like that.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. Wow. Instead of focusing on things that we buy. And one thing which is limiting us as artists is the materials.
Mm.
You know, if I don't have money to buy paint, then I will not make a painting or a mural. But I think there's many ways to kill the bird.
Exactly. Mm. I like that. And like Denda said earlier, you know, it's Namibian art by Namibians from Namibia. And I think a lot of times we forget that it also means, you know, using materials that are from Namibia as well. Just because you're a Namibian who made it doesn't always make it Namibian art per se. It is, but I like what you said with reference to, you know, the materials and using materials that are from Namibia. Mm-hmm. And I think that is brilliant. Now, if you'd like to be part of this exhibition of the New Beginnings, it's currently underway. But if you'd like to be part of it, if you'd like to check it out, how can we do so?
The exhibition will be up at the gallery until the 20th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance is free during the week.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes, from 8 till 5, from on Tuesdays till Fridays. Mondays we open at 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturdays, for those who are running their errands, you can stop by between 9 and 2 as well to come and have a look at the exhibition. And if you want to purchase art, there's always a salesperson on duty. If you'd like to have a tour, send us an email or give us a call,
mm-hmm.
and we'll ensure that one of the curators is around to give you more insight on the work that's on display.
Fantastic. Limey, if we'd like to be part of your journey and follow you on all the social media platforms, how can we do so?
Oh, I have a Facebook account as well as an Instagram account,
mm-hmm.
and it goes by the name Limey Tunga.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Fantastic. You heard it right here. Limey Tunga, that is on Instagram. Make sure to go follow because the best way you can support an artist is by actively being there, liking, sharing, you know, and we live in a digital age right now. And that's one of the best ways to support artists as best we can. Thank you guys so much for joining me in studio. Thanks so much for the chat.